Welcome. You're listening to the Empathic and Heart-Driven Podcast with Megan Jean. Here we explore the realm of energy and feelings. We learn how to navigate our path, feel empowered to be who we are, and connect peacefully to our purpose. If you've ever been called sensitive, if you've ever struggled with the fact that you don't do normal, or you're craving the support to step out into the world in a way that aligns with your true self, then this podcast is for you. Something popped into my mind the other day. At the moment, my current theme is a lot about trying to hack the best ways for me to operate. The more and more I personally become in tune with what I need, the more inspiration I'm getting to share these methods, because I'm sure it's not just me. Being empathic, being sensitive, I know that quite often certain things that work for so many other people just don't seem to stick for me. In ways that can be really frustrating, because you think, what's wrong with me? Why is this happening to me? But I want to firstly say, there is absolutely nothing wrong with me. There's absolutely nothing wrong with you. And being the best version of yourself gets to be something that you can easily map out. I guess what I'm trying to do here in this podcast today is show you the way that you can improve yourself and you can find information that's going to expand you without going through a long, long journey of trying to make this stuff stick. It's all about knowing how you operate and what's going to work best for you, right? So stay with me as we delve into the debate between mindset versus inner work. Which of these two actually works better for empaths? Let's dive in. So I'm going to start by taking you back probably about a decade in my life. I was working in sales, and I guess being in my mid-20s, I was still finding myself. And I could really see a correlation between a positive mindset and having success, joy. I mean, I've always been blessed to be in an industry that I absolutely loved. I left high school. I got into a beauty course, did my beauty therapy diploma, found a series of jobs along the way that I always loved. I always had a passion for treating clients. I had a passion for treating their skin. And eventually, I got to teach and sell the range of products that I still, to this day, absolutely love. So I was blessed in that regard. But when you're working in sales, a good mindset, a positive mindset, and a growth mindset is everything. Early on in the piece, there wasn't really that much information that I knew how to access. So I sort of went down the pathway of trying to find myself some, self-help books, sales books, going to the library. I actually would take out, you know, some CDs that worked very well, playing those in my car as I had to drive around everywhere. And that was probably the first time that I realized, wow, like I like this stuff. Consuming this information and, you know, getting really pumped up and listening to really fascinating things that is making me see things in a different way. You know, I really felt like that was crossing over to the results that I could achieve and, you know, just basically feeling good in general. Even when you've got the best job in the world, you still got to keep your mind sharp and your energy high and, you know, keep that motivation happening, right? My journey ended up getting deeper. So I found some of the work from certain Hay House authors, and that opened a huge door in the mindset and, you know, motivation department when I realized that there was a thing called Hay House Radio. It still operates to this day. In fact, they do have podcasts that they release all the time from all the radio programs and live talks from the different authors that are on there. I was really lucky to find that space because it really is something that aligns with who I am. So at least my personal first introduction to that world of mindset and motivation was a good one. But after listening to Hay House Radio and then realizing the world of podcasts, suddenly information was just a, you know, finger tap away, right? So many different podcast apps and so many different audiobooks. You know, now obviously don't have to go and get the CDs to play in the car from the library or ordering a CD set online. Don't even have to have it on your iPod anymore either, hey? It is literally accessible for free on your phone. So I'm really excited about that. And clearly we wouldn't be talking to one another right now, would we, if there wasn't such a thing as podcasts. So yay. But being motivated and having a really positive mindset almost became an addiction for me. Why? Because it feels good to tap into this type of material. It does feel expansive. It feeds that need to be educated and informed. And I guess if you have got that growth mindset, you just want to be a better version of yourself every single day, right? In those times, I figured I'm not going to just become a better version of myself, just staring at my four walls of my house and just doing all the same things. I need this nourishment. I need these people to tell me what to do. So fast forward a few years into this journey, and I started to realize that having all of this mindset work and motivation, I guess I'm going to use those words interchangeably because, you know, mindset, motivation, self-improvement. I mean, that's kind of why you do it, right? I'm not speaking to you in a way that is, let's do some mindset work so we can be sad and depressed. We generally associate mindset with a positive mindset, okay? So despite doing all the things and listening to all the material, I actually started to realize that a lot of this stuff didn't always stick. And by the time you've been on a self-improvement journey for a while and you sort of reflect back on how far you've come, there can be that potential to be like, the amount of energy and work that goes into being a better person hasn't really, truly made me that much of a better person. I'm stiff, still fearful. I'm still unsure of myself. I know I've still got a whole bunch of things to sort of work through, I guess, but, you know, being addicted to this kind of material, you'd think that you'd be going forward in leaps and bounds. So it begs the question, you know, can you improve your mindset for the long term by just simply consuming all the information? I found in this time that finding someone good as well to listen to and to be guided by, that was sometimes a challenge because you'd kind of be totally in love with listening to one person and you'd binge all of their content, and then eventually that would kind of fade out and you might just think, oh, I wish I could listen to somebody else. So finding the right person to give you that motivation could sometimes yield a challenge. And really, I guess, plugging into that energy of a speaker or an author or a podcaster, that matters, right? I do speak about energetic plugins in episode 6 of the Empathic Plus Heart Driven podcast. So when I'm talking about that energy plugin, if you want more information about that, please go back and listen to episode 6 of the podcast. But being plugged into the energy of these motivational mindset gurus, it feels great at the time, but I think I was starting to realize that once I wasn't plugged in to their energy, to their words, listening to their stuff, it's like maybe the methods they taught and the information that got me really, really energized and amped, it, you know, it might have lasted a little while, but again, you know, fast forward a day, a week, not that much further ahead of time. And it kind of felt like all of that energy had just fallen away. Or I might have tried some of the habits or methods that they taught, and eventually that kind of all fell away by the wayside as well. And that wasn't exactly what I was there for. You know, eventually you sort of think, what am I doing this for? It's not actually working. It's a tricky one because you sort of get so amped up and excited, but it doesn't necessarily work in the way that you'd hoped. So there's no denying that having a positive mindset and a growth mindset is a good thing. It definitely is a good thing. But as an empath, we definitely process and digest things with our emotions. Now, I wish I knew that then. It's one of those what I know now that I wish I knew then scenarios. We process our everything with our emotions. And it's almost like, you know, your energy field, your feelers, they are always, you know, 10 steps ahead of you. So no matter what you're doing or what you're consuming, you know, those energetic feelers are out there feeling into what kind of content that you're consuming before you even get there. They are also processing this stuff even after you've let it go. You stop listening to something, you're feeling good, but now you've been given this concept or this method that needs to go through a cycle within your body, within your mind, within your energy field for it to actually be a thing. Now, one of the things that I find personally is that I like to feel comfortable with who I'm consuming. I like to really delve deep into the mind of only a select few people at any one time. Familiarity and being comfortable is something, I guess, that I just energetically gravitate towards. So in this type of scenario, being plugged into only one, two, or three, you know, a handful of certain speakers or authors is great because it feels consistent. I find that unless someone is specifically recommended for me to check out, I find it quite overwhelming just naturally trying to find a new source of information or someone to follow or someone to consume without prior recommendation. But that can be tricky too, right? Because sometimes I've found in the past I've perhaps plugged in to a set of mindset concepts or life methods that don't really feel good. So I wish I knew more about alignment. And again, you can definitely check out my episode on alignment. That is episode 2 of the Empathic Plus Heart Driven podcast. So when I talk about alignment in this scenario, just knowing how you're feeling when you're actually consuming certain content is important. Being true to yourself. And in times now, I can look back and go, oh my God, I was not vibing off that at all. In fact, it felt quite draining. That's a really good sign for anything as an empath. If you are feeling drained by anything, anyone, any information that you see, any TV shows or whatever, then is it really good for you? Honestly? You don't want to hear the answer sometimes because you think, oh, but this is cool. Everyone likes it. Or I've been told this person's really good. But you are an individual. You have your energy to protect. So, you know, if you're sort of midway through an audiobook or you're starting off on someone's podcast and you're not vibing, I mean, I'm sure you're vibing off this one. But you know what? Save yourself the time, save yourself the drain, and unplug. I did have a long spell of sort of gaining this incorrect mindset work for myself. I guess I say it with apprehension because honestly, this is not a time where I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm just going to bag out anything. I don't feel energetically good to do that at all. And it's not that. It's just when you identify that something is not for you, then that is totally fine. Because for every person that finds that something is not for them, there will be hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that will get the biggest kick out of whatever it is that you don't really vibe with. So that's great. You know, they are not my people is a saying that I have heard many a times and that's totally fine. But feeling into your emotions is super important because if you honestly do feel like something is in alignment with you. The mindset work feels right. The person you're plugged into truly is your soul teacher. Yet there's still some form of resistance on the inside to what they're saying, to what they're suggesting. Then this, my friend, is the time where inner work needs to be done. I guess that's what I worked out, that I can listen to positive mindsets and, you know, podcasts and YouTubes and read the books and say all the affirmations until I am blue in the face. But if I'm not giving myself a vehicle to digest and ingrain this inspiration, then you are not going to carry this stuff forward after you unplug from that book or that podcast or that person's Facebook profile. So it's super important. And this is what I learned loud and clear. The number one person to inspire you, to motivate you, and to take you to the next level. Let me tell you who they are. I'll give you their Facebook profile. Their name is... Oh, sorry. It's you. Sorry, I'm being cheeky. Hashtag you at you. You're the only one that can make yourself better. So this is where mindset work is everything. Doing whatever you can to get yourself in a higher vibration, in a better state of mind, working towards a better life. That is everything. It's wonderful. But you're the one that has to do it. You're the one that has to install these programs and make them stick. And coming back to that empathic roller coaster that I'm sure many of you find yourself on, as I do too. We feel things. We process things with our emotions, and they cycle. And our energetic feelers, they're always out there trying to make sense of what's coming ahead of us, what's happened, you know, behind us. So digesting this type of growth only comes from doing the inner work. There's two sides to the coin, but they definitely sit side by side together. And without the inner work, mindset just, you know, what's the saying? It's like throwing spaghetti at a wall. I always muddle up my saying, so I'm going to stick with that. It's like throwing spaghetti against the wall. There you go. Inner work is being with yourself. When I was really quite addicted to learning and listening and consuming, I felt like there wasn't a moment that went by that I didn't have something playing in the background. Somebody else's opinion filling my brain, no matter how nourishing it was. And in ways, that started to feel draining. That kind of started to feel toxic. The kind of toxicity that creeps in, you know, like a leaking gas pipe that you're unaware of. Like, it feels fine. It feels good. It feels like growth. It feels inspirational. But you don't have any time to digest it. So it's like eating dinner and then being like, I'm going to eat dinner right again, like right now. Like, how's that going to end up? You not ending up very well, that's for sure. So one of the things which is really important for your inner work is to firstly just unplug. You know, after this podcast, definitely just turn off everything and just be with yourself. Not right now. But, you know, unplugging and just being in your own mind is super important. If you're addicted to the information, then that's going to be hard. I find it's a habit to be cooking dinner and listening to something or, you know, half sort of watching something on my phone while I'm chopping up veggies or whatever. Obviously half because I don't want to like chop my finger off. But sometimes when I've got the opportunity, there's no kids around and no husband around or whatever, being in silence is important because it gives you that ability to digest, maybe just allow your own thoughts to come through and just take in whatever's on your mind. This is why I guess like you've got to do this in a way that feels good for you. I am no exerciser. I have tried to go and like walk and run. And I do, like I definitely do go walking and stuff like that. But it is a great opportunity for a lot of people to just like put on some mindless music, I guess, and just be in your own head. That is inner work. Give yourself a pat on the back if that is you. But for someone like myself, I do find that the inner work comes out expressing my thoughts and my feelings in a much better way when I am journaling. Journaling is everything to me. It is the way that I make sense of every single thing that's going on in my life. It is phenomenal. That's why I actually did earlier this month run a journaling workshop, which is accessible on my Megan Jean page, megandjean.com. You can absolutely go there and buy that workshop. It's $22 Australian and it is all recorded. It is in a Facebook group, which you would get access to, but it is a little bit about journaling. If you want to learn more about it and if you want to sort of plug into that from me, I would be honored. Go to meganjean.com/courses and you will see it listed there. But this isn't just about a plug for that. It is life-changing. And in my journal, I am able to, yeah, digest things, but also it gives me the opportunity to really work on some of these resistant beliefs that come up when the mindset work is being done and I'm being resistant. It is a really great way to find out if you are truly aligned because the words that you write from your heart are not going to lie. And the feelings that you tap into in a journaling session are always going to speak the truth. So putting pen to paper is great. If I am feeling called to speak it out, then sometimes, you know, rather than listening to the podcasts or listening to the audibles or the audiobooks or whatever, or sitting there reading the books, maybe recording yourself on your phone or whatever, it's the easiest way, is a much better podcast to listen to. Just go to your audio files on your phone and listening to yourself talking out some of the beliefs or the anything, that the concepts behind what you're sort of working with, all the patterns that you've got coming up in your life at the moment. You know, if you really are feeling like mindset work and motivation and self-improvement is something that you are really big on, why? Ask yourself that question. Why is it important to you? You might have already answered that question before, but why is it important for you today? I can tell you back when I was a rep, being, you know, surrounded by all of this mindset work was purely because I was like, I need to do a better job, you know? I want to earn more commission and make some more money for my family. Like, that was my driver at that time. But actually, I wish I knew that, because really what would have been uncovered in that moment is that actually it's not about the money at all, because I just feel like I'm in such a hole of lack that money is only one side to this huge shape that's in front of me. Hey, could have bypassed all that crap like that, eh? If I had known. Another way that we do inner work as well, not just listening to yourself, listening to your inner self, your higher self and your soul through whatever method, journaling, recording, doing the belief work, you know, choosing different pathways and whatnot, just shining a light is basically what it is. But it's also about energy clearing. So going inward is important. And I guess when you have the opportunity, again, like we are in an age now where you can listen to any meditation about anything that you want. Go and find something that works well for you. Pick a meditation and do it. Because that helps you with your inner work as well. It ticks the box of stillness. It just helps you to escape the outer world for a little bit. So perhaps your inner world can take in and install what's going on. And I guess when it comes to energy clearing too, I really do find it important to protect my energy regularly. I carry crystals all the time, and I quite regularly will find myself, even if it's just like a quick, so I think there's like 7-minute chakra balancing meditations that I do, you know, quite regularly. And that is helpful, because making sure that whatever I'm consuming flows through me and in and out of me, not get stuck somewhere, stuck in my chakras. I do not want that. Life is meant to feel like a flow. Not feeling stuck or feeling like you are trapped. You know, you're in a hole, or you're trapped behind a brick wall. It's not meant to feel like that. And definitely mindset work is not meant to feel like that or make you feel like a failure. It's not. So doing the inner work, especially if you're a feeler, is everything. Absolutely everything. So my hope is that this information serves you. It's just a little hack, I guess, a little offering that I have to make you feel like you can move smoothly through your journey. Because I'm not that far ahead of you. We walk together always. If you want to connect with me, please come over to @MsMeganJean on Facebook, Instagram. You know, connect with me there. Follow my posts. I'm always putting up some form of wisdom. I'm definitely here for you. The empathic ones, the sensitive ones, and the ones that just want to be better and live a life that is aligned with everything that feels good for you, not for other people, for you. Because as I always say, when you know, love, and accept yourself, not someone else, yourself, life gets to be sparkly. And to me, that's my ultimate aim. I'm sure because you're here, it's your aim too. Talk next time.
I'm Megan Jean, and from the bottom of my heart, I truly thank you for joining me on the Empathic and Heart-Driven podcast. You can find me at meganjean.com, and I'm known as Ms. Megan Jean on all social media. If you've enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, rate, review. It's going to help other people just like you to find this beautiful energetic container. I look forward to chatting with you next time. Until then, make sure you keep sparkling, okay?